Guys,
dude. Glad to see you.
Guys, it's been a long time, huh?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Is this the official start of you trying to defend your Corey Stringer award?
I guess so, huh?
Okay. Does it feel like it has been a long time, or are you ready to kind of start?
Yeah, I'm ready to start, but yeah. Got a bad taste in my mouth last game of the season, so about that time to start back, getting prepared and getting ready for the year.
How do you get that bad taste out? Just work, or does it work help
hard
to talk about it, or what?
Yeah, it helped to talk about it now. Okay. Back then, it hurt so bad you didn't want to talk about it, but helped to talk about it now. It's a new year. We're trying to turn that leaf over and, you know, get better as a team, as a unit. So we here working. Got a new strength coach. Thinks he's doing a great job with us, getting us in shape and getting us prepared for the year.
How much better can this defense be, and how much better does it need to get where you guys want to be?
We can get a whole lot better. I think we finished 12th overall. We want to be in the top five. We want to be a top five defense. We got the talent. We got the pieces in place. We just have to go out there, execute the game plan, and, you know, later in games, we got to learn how to finish better. Sometimes we get garbage yards at the end of the game. That's not us. So we just got to go out there and learn how to finish better and complete a game.
What's the difference in these workouts?
Oh, it's a lot faster. A lot of explosiveness, trying to get you in better shape and be ready for the year. You know, you got a long year. It's a long season. And with us, we know it's a long year. We trying to make the playoffs each and every year and try to make that Super Bowl run. So I think the workout's a little faster and trying to get you in the best shape as possible.
What was this week like for you leading up to the draft, back when you were waiting for your name to get called?
Oh, man, it was crazy. I had to wait a long time, but it was a crazy situation. Nerve-wracking at times. You know, you lose a little hair. If you can tell, I already lost some. But, you know, it's kind of a crazy situation, but I was happy I got my name called and was able to, you know, take my game to the next level.
Must you follow along what's going on, especially with what the team is going to do, just to see what the new class is going to look like?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I know there's a lot of, you know, young guys out there, young cornerbacks or nickelbacks. They coming in this league to try to take my spot. So, you know, you definitely need to keep your eyes on those guys and, you know, keep your eyes on your team, you know, who we draft. They say receiver, you know, defense line or whatever we draft. You know, to know your next teammate. So it's kind of an exciting thing, an exciting situation.
What does it mean to have Terrence Newman back in the cornerback group for another year?
Oh, that's the coach, man. That's T. Newman. It's a great feeling to have him back. I'm not the oldest guy in the room. But he's most definitely is a coach back there. He's a great player. Still got a lot of, you know, left in the tank. He's still drinking red wine, so he's still doing fine with that. But it's great to have him back. And we got another veteran, a lot of veterans in the room now. Guys that have been in the league for a while. So it's definitely a great feeling and a great challenge for us to go out there and compete and get the job done this year.
If he's the coach, what's Chad Greenway?
Oh, man, he's the GM.
How beneficial is it to have him back?
It's very, man. He said this is last season. So we're doing, trying to get him out, going out the right way. And that's holding up that trophy at the end of the year. So it's great to have Chad back, man. He's been around for a long time. Been a long-time Viking player, and that's great, you know, being on one team your whole career. And things Chad bring in the locker room, the leadership, on and off the field, the things he do in the community is just outstanding. So I'm glad to say I play with this guy, man. He's going to be an outstanding person when he's done, and I'm very excited to see what this year brings to him.
What do you think Michael Griffin's going to bring to this defense?
Oh, he's a hitter. He's a hitter, man. If you watch film on him, he's a hitter. He's a tough guy. He's a veteran. He's been around Coach Gray a long time in Tennessee, so I definitely think he's going to bring a lot to the team, especially in the back end. Those guys going to compete, and that's the thing, man. If you compete, man, it bring out the best in everybody. So competition always bring out the best in everybody, and I'm excited to, you know, see how that goes this offseason.
You grew in this system last year. What are you looking forward to growing in your third
year? Oh, keep getting better. Keep getting better. I say I'm the best nigga in the league, so I just want to keep going out there and just keep getting better and better each and every practice, each and every game, and take that next step. You know, that next step is making the Pro Bowl to me, get my team in the playoffs and making the Pro Bowl. Nickelbacks normally don't make the Pro Bowl, so y'all guys need to put that out there a little bit more. A nickel should be on the ballot. I don't know why we're not on it. It's a position, but just like a fullback. But we definitely need to be on the ballot. So I'm just trying to take the next step, be the best captain I can be in this defense, help my team out, and help us finish top five.
tough to watch your old team play in that last game?
Oh, yeah, it was tough, but I was happy for those guys, man. I was happy for those guys getting that situation and make it all the way to the Super Bowl. I was pulling for those guys. I wanted some of those guys to win the Super Bowl. Some of the guys I still talk to almost every day, and I stay in Charlotte, so I was very excited for those guys to get to that point, but at the same time, I was kicking myself like, man, you know, my team, we could have been there. We had an opportunity to get there, and we just missed our opportunities.
Especially seeing how defense was the thing that won it all. Is that what type more to come?
Oh, yeah, that's the type. Hey, that's the type. You see defense win championships. I've been saying that a long time in the NFL, a long time in football. You know, everybody, you know, get excited about offense scoring points and, you know, lighting up the scoreboard. But at the end of the day, you know, the defense don't let you score, you don't win. So defense win championship. Denver went out there and they executed their game plan defensively. Von Miller had an outstanding game and they came away with their trophy. What?
You talked about its functionality and making plays.
He said that was the whole key, was glute activation.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's crazy, but that's actually true. I think I'm doing pretty good with it. I'm going to get him for that.
Do you think about last year, or at this point the year, do you just forget about it and look forward? How much is it?
I still think about it here and there, but at the same time, you can't dwell on the past. Dwell on the past, you're going to be stuck in the past. So you can't dwell on it. We got to move on. We know we're a good team. We got to move on. We got to get better. If you keep thinking about Seattle game, you'll be stuck in Seattle game. So we're just trying to get better as a team. People came to workouts, mostly everybody here. They working their tail off and trying to get in shape and getting ready for this year. I'm expecting big things for us this year. It's third year with this coaching staff, with Coach Zim, with this defensive scheme. I'm expecting everybody to play lights out. We have no excuse.
Yeah, many teams don't have this many players at this point of the year in.
Oh, yeah. I've been on teams where, a couple guys show up and you have, the main guys, like 7 or 8 guys who are not there. But I think almost everybody's here, Everybody locked in, we dialed in, we know we're trying to get to our goals, and that's to win the championship.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Captain, you hang around a minute, talk about March.
Yes, sir.